Devo, as always, it's really good to talk. It's good to hear your voice anytime, but especially on a day where we should be talking baseball. What's it look like right now from where you are, and how are you guys holding up?
Well, we're holding up just like the whole world is, basically. We just wait and see. Like you said, we're not talking baseball. We're more looking out for the help of people around us, our family and friends. So that's the main focus right now.
Devon, with this stoppage. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Stephen.
And Devon, last time we saw you, and I'm acknowledging what you just said about the world and our families and everything. You're absolutely right. Where that's for front of mind for all of us. The last time we saw you, spring training was winding down very quickly in Dunedin, and everybody was heading for home. But your main task there was working with the Blue Jays outfielders, and I wonder, you know, when spring training ended, you know, how was that looking? There was a competition there. How was that looking to you? And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, you know, you're the best center fielder I've ever seen, I think. The difference between playing center field and playing the corners from a defensive point of view. How is it different? And can you teach somebody to do it?
Well, it's a matter of instinct. In center field, I think it's a lot easier than the corners because you've seen the ball come off the bat pretty true. And it will curve a little bit, and you got to take into consideration of the night games when the lights are on. The corners tend to go to the alley, and it ball gets into the light. And I don't think the fans realize what's happening when they see a guy miss the ball. But a lot of times that happen, you know, when guys from the corners are going in the alley. Right field is a little easier for me. I came up playing right field my first call up, and it to me was a lot easier. I cover a lot of ground, so it was easy for me to get to the ball down the line or over my head. Now left field, I played a little of that, and ball slices a lot, so I think that's the hardest position to play. So to answer your question, you really can't teach the position. You basically teach to play the flight of the ball and judge basically and determine how hard the ball is hit. And that's something coming from this plane and taking a lot of fungals. In my case, I think taking a lot of fungals and balls off the bat will help that, you know, a lot.
Richard.
Devon, this sort of follows Stephen's question a little bit, but it's something I've always been curious about when it comes to, you know, great defensive players like you. And I wonder, do you think a poor fielder can become average with reps? And then maybe even more importantly, can an average fielder become good? Or is it something, I don't know, like having a live arm that's just sort of God-given or genetics?
Well, I appreciate you said great. I don't know if I'm great. But...
Yeah, Devo, you're great. You can say it.
I'll take that. But I think reps in anything in life, it makes you better at it. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. If a guy is fast, he can become faster by doing a little something different. The way he strides, maybe he cuts down on his stride. In my case, to definitely cut down on my stride. But that, again, it might affect, you know, you overall. So, but there's different things you can do as far as getting better at the position. And like you just mentioned, reps, a lot of reps. If a guy is a average outfielder, yes, he can be a good outfielder. That's how much he wants to do it. And that's what it comes down to. In today's game and in the past, I don't think a lot of players really – strive on playing defense. I did. I wasn't the greatest, you know, hitter. I mean, I was okay, I think. But at the same time, if I didn't get a hit, then nobody else would get a hit. So that was my mentality. So and it just made me go out there and try to catch everything that I can.
Devo, from the group of five or six guys we saw in camp in Dunedin fighting for those jobs, maybe seven guys fighting for those jobs with the Jays, did you see the makings of a of a plus defensive outfield in that group? Did you do you think it was the components were there?
Well, you're putting me on the spot right now. I'm not making that call.
I am. You're right. I am putting you on the spot.
I'm not making that call, and I'm not in the position to make that call. But I think all of us, even when I was there, there's always ways and times to improve. And definitely that my biggest thing is, making the fundamental plays, throw the ball to the right spot, hitting the cutoff man. That's the main thing. And I have to give Jonathan Davis. He's one of the guys that I think fundamentally sound. We're working on some other things, as far as arm strength. But and just like what we talk about, making it better, I think in the past is the way he gripped the ball. These are things that me and him personally talked about, the way he grips the ball and the way he throws the ball. He doesn't come out of his hands like he should. And he doesn't have a bad arm. It's just that when he's warming up, it's great, but when the game starts, he goes back to his old ways, and we got to get him out of that and try to extend his arm length when he's throwing. And I think he will be, a good all-around player when that happens.